Interlude. Pockets. I was sitting in my room at the New York Treatment Center, and I was jonesing for opiates. The detox hadn't worked, and my body was screaming for drugs. I told the doctor, and I told the counselor, but I really didn't need to tell them anything. I was stirring and shaking, clearly withdrawing. They did nothing. I was lost. I was sick. It was time to take matters into my own hands. I picked up the phone and made some arrangements. The rule was, if you left the premises, you had to do a pee test immediately upon returning. So I walked outside, met the vehicle, handed over some money, retrieved some pills, and they were off. Back in the treatment center, I headed directly to the bathroom, did the pee test, then swallowed the 3 pills. Genius, right? Not so fast. Just as the pills kicked in and my body was beginning to feel like warm honey again, it was almost as if the moment I stopped shaking, there was a knock on my door. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. The counselor and one of the nurses walked in. Someone called to say that there had been a drug deal outside the facility. The counselor announced, "I need to check your coat." Fuck! Really? I said, wide-eyed with fake wonder. Well, you won't find any pills on me. I'm good. I said, already knowing they'd find pills on me. And I wasn't good. Not even close. Sure enough, there were the pills in my pocket. I put them there. They took the pills away and told me that they'd deal with it in the morning. This meant I was still high for about 4 hours, but there would be hell to pay the next day. At 10 a.m. the following morning, all the powers that be in this awful place had gathered in a circle. Their message was simple. You're out. You're kicking me out? I said. I can't believe my fucking ears. This is a drug rehab, right? Why are you all so fucking surprised that someone did drugs here? I told the two of you I was sick, and you did nothing. What the fuck was I supposed to do? And please, for the love of God, wipe those shocked looks off of your faces. I'm a drug addict. I did some drugs. That's what we do. A few phone calls were made, and I was ushered off to some unknown rehab in Pennsylvania. But there I was shuffled to another state like a ball in a pinball machine. The one upside? This place allowed smoking. Moments after arriving, I had my first cigarette in 9 months, which felt awful good. Little problem, though. I was addicted to 6 milligrams of Ativan at the time, and this new place didn't give out Ativan, something that maybe the New York place could have checked on, but didn't. My own experiences and years of conversations with other addicts has led me to believe that most of these places are pieces of shit anyway. They're hell-bent on taking advantage of sick, needy people and cashing paychecks. The whole system is corrupt and completely fucked up. Take it from me. I'm an expert. I've poured millions of dollars into this system. Did the money help me or hurt me? There's no way I could run out of money doing drugs or alcohol. Does it make it harder? I'm glad we'll never know.